This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
The boys are back. Usual Suspects, with 1 hour to go on the show as we continue to roll on. And Donald's been waiting for a while. He wants to get in here and talk some Astros. Donald, what's up?
Doing first time caller. I have an opinion. I want your guys, you know, thoughts on this. Being that the Astros have a 13-game lead, and then knowing Keuchel and McCullough's recent injury history, do you think they are using the 10-day DL just to get them some rest for the back end of the season? Maybe.
No. I don't think they're just resting them by putting them on the DL. I think they can skip starts in the rotation if they wanted to do that.
And that had been thrown out there early on in Keuchel's first stint, that they might just want to make sure that he and McCullers, that because they were off to a great start. But
there's ways to do that, you know, without putting somebody on the DL. I think you're dealing with two guys that have a history of injuries. And it doesn't surprise me that McCullers hits the DL at some point during the year. I mean, most guys are. It's just unfortunate for the Astros that all five of their starters hit it within a two-week time period. You know, I mean, you're getting Musgrove back, but you got McHugh that got transferred to the 60. Now, you know, with McCullers hitting it, it's just bad timing.
Well, and good news.
Why would you choose, if you're resting McCullers, why would you choose to do it right now? Now would not be the time where you choose to do that.
Not this week with the opponents. But the only good news out of the McCullers news is the fact that it's his back, not his arm. Because last year the elbow issues were bad.
Yeah, I just figured maybe – I just thought of that maybe because of the injuries, the nature of the injuries. I mean, McCullers back and then Keuchel neck. It's kind of – it's not really major injuries. I thought maybe they were just, you know, trying to get some time, you know, for the long season.
I could see that. Appreciate the call, Donald. I could see that, but I think what you would see is there's ways to set up the rotation so
or
that –
a six-man rotation.
Yeah, you go to a six-man rotation. You might go where your day's off. You schedule Keuchel around that so that on his fifth day he would get that extra day's rest, or you might just skip him to start the rotation over again, or McCullers or whatever. So there's ways to do that without putting them on the DL, because the problem is you put them on the DL, you go through a couple of games where your bullpen gets taxed and you need those guys to go in there and give you seven strong innings, and now they're not available to do that because they can't pitch because they're on the DL. So you don't want to take away those options unnecessarily if you're just trying to get a guy a rest.
Well, and the other thing is, in terms of why this wasn't something that they were doing from a rest perspective, is you wouldn't tax your bullpen as much as they've taxed their bullpen because of all of the different spot starts that had to be made and all the long innings of relief. You're seeing the after effects of a bullpen that has been overused.
Yeah, you really are. And it's funny because just before they started this meltdown, I was talking about the fact that they're all right. And now, you know, ever since there was a guy that called a couple of weeks ago and it's like, you know, it's going to affect them long term. They've been pitching fine. Mm-hmm. It's just that with all these injuries, this all happened around the same time that call took place. I mean, with all these injuries, it's going to affect the bullpen. They're going to have to go further.
He's been on par over the last, I think it's month of pitching every other day.
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Yeah.
You got to watch those things. That's where you have to kind of get some rest for those guys, because come postseason, you can't have tired arms in that bullpen, because for all the credit you got for how good and deep it is, it's starting to wear thin with all of the use that they've been getting.
And people are saying, oh, well, you know, you get to call up a guy when you put him on the bullpen. You only miss one start. They're not doing that. This is still too early in the season. You could have a monumental collapse. They're not – if this was July – you know what I mean? Or August, and you're waiting on September call-ups, and you want to throw McCullers on the DL in August for the last 2 weeks before. Okay, maybe. I still don't think professional major league managers are doing that. But, guys, they're not putting McCullers on the DL right now in the midst of everyone else being on the DL to rest him. I mean, stop with the tweets about it's smart. No one's doing that right now. They're taxed. They're not putting these guys on the DL right now because of that. They're already down most of their starting five. So that's just not happening.
No question. So, I mean, good call. We appreciate it. But, yeah, I mean, I think, look, in a lot of ways, they border on being trying to be smart and trying to be conservative. But in this case, absolutely not. And as we both highlighted, when all five of your starters have spent time, that's not about rest. There's some concern there, but they just got to be careful. And now's the time with the schedule the way it is that they got to step up, because the other thing you're realizing when they do call these guys up, there's a huge difference between being an experienced major league starter and a guy that's got a live arm coming up from the minor leagues.
Yeah. Did you see the they made a big deal out of it on, I guess it was the last finals game, the Black Panther trailer? Did you see it?
I did not.
So do you know what that is? It's a it's another Marvel movie. I think he was introduced.
I did see some of the stills.
Yeah. I think was when they kind of introduced the Black Panther character in the first Deadpool movie. So they've showed the preview for it. It looks badass. Like, it looks like one of the best Marvel movies. Because I just recently went through the whole thing. Like, I was never a big Marvel comic book guy. And I had only seen like a few movies here and there. Like, I'd seen like Ant-Man just randomly, and that's what made me want to go see, because there was like references to other characters from other movies. And I thought, what am I missing with the whole Marvel universe? It's some complicated stuff. Like, there are all these intertwined stories of all these characters. But the latest is Black Panther, and I gotta tell you, it looks badass. Like, it looks like it'll be one of the better. Are you a big Marvel guy, Nick? Do you watch those?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, any type of Marvel, even if I'm not completely familiar with the character, and I'm not incredibly familiar with Black Panther, like you mentioned, it was in Deadpool,
right?
But I love Marvel movies. Like, I just got through watching Guardians of the, well, that's not a Marvel, but
yeah, it is. Guardians of the Galaxy,
it is.
Yeah,
any X-Men, Wolverine, any type of Marvel. I like DC Comics to a certain extent, but I really like Marvel.
Yeah, I'm like, I finally sat down. I found this thing. I don't even remember where it was, but it was the way to watch all the Marvel movies in order. Try to say that fast three times. Mm-hmm. But it was like, start with this one, and then you go, and then it would tell you like, you can skip the Hulk movie. Like, no one cares about that. It doesn't matter it doesn't factor into the whole storyline. But they start intertwining like Iron Man with Spider-Man, and you get to these points where you're like, oh, I get it now. And then I started reading this thing about like how the Guardians of the Galaxy comes into play into the whole Marvel universe. It's crazy. There has to be somewhere, some room that looks like a beautiful mind where they just, you know, planned all this out for the next 40 years or whatever. I have no idea. But yeah, they're all intertwined, and they all have this long, like, this timeline you can follow. So you don't see it. You haven't seen any of them?
I mean, I didn't.
Like, have you watched Iron Man or anything like that?
No.
No?
I saw the original Spider-Man,
okay.
Batman. I mean, I was a big.
Have you seen Deadpool?
No.
Dude, you need to watch
Deadpool.
You
would like Deadpool.
Deadpool's funny.
You would really like Deadpool.
I tell you what, I went and saw it with a fellow comic, and we both said the same thing. The writers, for just from a jokes perspective, were so
was
good.
That the hot chick with the baseball bat or whatever?
No, that was.
Is that Kick. Not the hot
not
chick.
Kick ass. That was
a little girl. That was never mind.
Suicide Squad is what I think you're thinking of. Yeah, that I heard that one was eh. I didn't watch it.
Which one was Deadpool?
Deadpool is he's kind of a, they call him an anti-hero, where he's like he's not a bad guy, but he's not your typical hero.
Right.
But it's really funny. It's is it Ryan Reynolds who plays Deadpool?
And he's kind of got this, like, you know.
Oh, I remember when it came out.
He's
okay.
Very. It's a,
like,
it's
his
a,
humor in it is pretty.
It's, yeah, it's really
you'll
good.
You'll like that type
now,
of humor.
Did y'all collect comic books?
No,
I did.
Never did.
You did?
Yeah.
Nick's a nerd.
I was going to say, but I was a Batman and Robin guy, the original TV series. Rest in peace, Adam West.
Oh, yeah,
the
he did pass
Batman
away.
TV,
yeah.
Yep.
Passed away.
Yep,
but
I do remember.
Yeah, I watched that, but I wasn't big on.
You watched the original Adam West Batman?
Oh, yeah, I remember the Adam West Batman.
Boom,
yeah.
Bang, ping.
Zowie. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's old school.
Well, they used to do the reruns in Milwaukee on Saturday morning.
Did you watch the original Superman, where it was just like, bro, you need to put some pants on? Like,
no,
that's weird.
I don't remember ever seeing that. But they
was
ran
all
reruns.
Barrel-chested, but he still had the tights on.
Is that with the wavy hair with the gel?
Yeah, like the old school Superman.
Yeah, no.
Where he'd run and dive out the window.
He was packing his underwear with something, too.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
It's like, are you tucking it in? What's going on there,
it was
dude?
Like that? Like,
yeah, there was. Yeah, that's, I think, where the white man stereotype started, was that. It was bad. It was real bad.
Superman to me was Christopher Reeves, but because I never saw the TV show. But Batman to me was Adam West.
Yeah, he was, but he was such a cheesy Batman.
It was really kind corny. Of a creeper late in his
there was,
life.
Yeah, but I think the reason why Adam West is so important is, like, you know how everybody makes fun of millennials for not knowing their history. Like, if you weren't born in the time of the original Batman and you became
right.
a comic book guy, you really schooled yourself with the older guy. Like, and Adam West, like, you'd be surprised
was, yeah.
how popular he was with the millennial group. You know what I mean?
And I thought it was interesting. Ben Affleck came out and said he was the guy that taught me all the idiosyncrasies and everything about what Batman really was. So that was
Affleck's
really cool.
What? He's, well, I guess that is his age. Because he's 50, right, Affleck? He's probably in, or 40-something, 45, 50.
Probably in that ballpark.
So that's his time. Never mind. I thought he was younger.
But I
was
can't keep
like
up with Batman versus Superman and all these other
things. Well, Batman
things.
And Superman are DC Comics, not Marvel. So don't, please, don't anger the nerds.
They get upset.
If you, that's like...
That's so why DC, when I was saying Spider-Man? Guardians of the Galaxy, I was
is Spider-Man is Marvel. Okay. DC is Batman and Superman, and I don't know who else. Wonder Woman just came out. That's Marvel, isn't it?
Yes, I think so.
It's blowing up, too.
And, everyone seems to really like that. It's all, I don't know. You don't want to mix up Marvel and DC.
No,
the
so
nerds.
It's safer for me to say. I just wasn't ever a big comic guy like that.
They'll start having asthma attacks and everything. It's ugly. It gets ugly.
You want to get Chuck in here before we...
I don't know what he wants to talk about, but yeah.
Chuck, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Happy Monday, brother. What's you tell us?
Oh, man, I just want to commend y'all, man, because I want to be honest with you. I'm dying out here with lack of topics. And, you know, I mean, y'all got a long way to go before football. Good Lord, I hope the Cavaliers win tonight.
Well, then what happens? Something. Oh, because it extends the series, I was going to say. Because when basketball goes away, we got a lot. Whether you like it or not, baseball's going to be the leading topic.
No, dude, the Astros are killing it. I don't even mind talking about them when they're good. It's just, good Lord, I feel bad for y'all. I got to do a lot of show prep. Good.
I mean, we already do 6 hours a day in the mornings, so we're going to have to add more to it.
I don't see Barry doing 6 hours of anything.
Hell no, you're crazy. I do about 10 minutes worth of prep for this show. That's it.
Yeah, dude. I just want to tell you, y'all are great. I still enjoy listening to you. I ain't got nothing comical to say today. I just feel good, Lord.
we feel your pain, Chuck. We do too.
Chuck, there's beauty in that, and the fact that you keep it clean. That we love both of those.
By the way, I thanks for the call, Chuck. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. The text messages are losing their mind. Wonder Woman is DC, not Marvel.
That's my bad. Was my bad. I wasn't sure though. I wasn't sure.
I wasn't 100%.
So I'll take responsibility.
Sure, but they're like Wonder Woman with Aquaman and Black
right
Panther.
After I said it, right
Black
after
Panther
I said
was
it.
Introduced in Captain America, not in Deadpool. You guys, oh my god.
That's why
I
said
you're gonna hear the asthma inhalers going off in cars all over the city. Like, dude.
Hey, man, it was smarter for me to be honest and just say I just wasn't.
Despite me saying I'm not sure, it didn't matter.
Yeah, no, and everyone's like, oh, believe me, every nerd in this city is having an aneurysm right now listening to you guys talk about it. Yeah, sorry, I still have sex with women, okay? Sorry. I can't keep up with Wonder Woman in the DC universe with Aquaman, which I do want to see Aquaman because I always thought that was a cool character. I want to see kind of what Aquaman's all about. Like Flash, I was never a big Flash guy. Aquaman seems to be pretty interesting. But yeah, you guys can stop texting the show. I mean, y'all are
and
dorking out pretty
when we were
bad
kids
right
was
now.
Super friends that had Aquaman and everybody in one show.
Yeah.
Okay, that's as far as it gets. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We got more to talk about. Boy, I tell you what, I guess we
Jarrett.
Do. Yeah, Jarrett. Yeah, Jarrett wants to get in here.
Jarrett, the comments for his call says, "Talk about sports." That's what it says. It's all caps and it's how many exclamation marks? 4. Jarrett's angry. Hey, Jarrett, I hope you really bring it on this call.
There's a process. You got to get by Nick first. All right, so we got plenty more to get to. Usual Suspects rolls on a Monday, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. What did you say there?
I was just saying I'm catching a lot of hate on the
comic thing?
On the text line.
You literally asked the question. You didn't even answer, did you? Did you even say Wonder Woman? Are you talking about the DC Marvel thing, or is this something different?
Yeah, no. Oh, they're just like, someone's like, somebody said, if you can't keep up, don't talk about it.
God, these people.
Which is maybe the dumbest text we've ever gotten on this show. Like, really, you're going to text, if I can't keep up with the fact that Wonder Woman is not Marvel, that she's on DC, that I shouldn't talk about the fact, shouldn't talk about it, even though I've sat down and made it a point to watch every Marvel movie, I just can't keep it all together in my head who's what. I shouldn't be able to talk about it. Yeah, great, great logic you got there, sir. Someone said, you being wrong. Oh, this was OU Mike. He said, you being wrong about Wonder Woman really makes me want to move out of my mom's basement. But he said, it's okay if you messed up Wonder Woman, Barry, but you better not screw up Strawberry Shortcake. I will kill you.
Let alone the Smurfs?
Yeah.
Or the Shmoo.
We got this text. Barry, stop turning into AJ. LOL. And then, gosh darn it, Barry, how do you not know your DC and Marvel characters break second inhaler after hearing Black Panther revealed in Deadpool?
Even the tweets coming in. That you guys they knew it, they were talking about going to get another puff off of their inhaler.
I'm like 18 tweets behind, so I'm not doing well. I got to catch up on the tweets. You want to you want to talk to Jarrett? I can't wait for this call. Yeah.
Let's go, Nick. Let's try it.
Hey, Jarrett, you're on the air. Go. Jarrett.
You want to go in once? Jarrett, are you there?
Jarrett, are you alive, sir? All right.
See ya. Thanks for playing. Wow. All that for nothing.
We were looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it because I wasn't going to take the call. Barry was the one who was going to take the call.
Yeah. I mean, why?
And then you had your opportunity and you lost it.
Yeah, I like how Nick will do that. There was one call that we said we shouldn't have taken that we did. And then in hindsight, we were all like, yeah, we shouldn't have taken that call. but I don't mind that. I want to give the people a voice. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to come on here and you're mad at me about something, I don't mind giving you the opportunity. You know, we have a few rules. Don't cuss. Don't be a dick.
You can't keep that second one straight.
You can get your point across, like, without that one guy who was just being racist. What was that dude's name? Was it like Eric or something? I mean, there's ways to come on here and be mature and get your point across about how much you hate me without just being racist or whatever. So I don't mind it. I'll certainly be happy to. Don't get mad if I say things that hurt your feelings, because that's a possibility too. You called me. You know what I mean? Like, don't get mad if Joel says something mean and nasty. Look.
Me. I say something mean and nasty. Here's the thing. Let's take it first, though we shouldn't, because you blew your first opportunity. But we'll take it first, and then we can recap the events. Jarrett, go ahead.
I can't wait.
Jarrett. I think you just hung up again.
Jarrett, you're up.
No,
go.
I didn't. I haven't hung up. I'm on the phone.
Jarrett, go.
Go? I'm all right. Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing. I didn't hang up.
Okay, well.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I love your show. I just want to find out the deal. Why are we talking about comic books today? Comic books?
Because they just played the Black Panther trailer. And that's relevant. And Wonder Woman just dropped, and that's irrelevant. Pop culture references.
Not for grown-ups.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, well, I mean,
so you don't think grown-ups go watch these movies that are making hundreds of millions of dollars? You think these are all funded by kids?
Yeah, that's the problem.
You think that's all funded by kids, Jarrett? They're out there just spending their allowance money, $20 a pop at the movies?
No, it's all these dumbass adults that are spending $12 to go see a comic book. I'm tuning in to listen about sports.
Right. Okay. What are the seven keys to the game for the Cavs and the Warriors? Go.
I'm sorry. What was that? I can't hear you. Seven game?
Yeah.
Break down the game for us tonight.
What'd you think of the hockey game last night?
It was what it was.
So it was what it was. That's great insight.
Okay. You do have a point.
Okay.
Sports
thanks.
Shit.
What?
Sports have been crap.
Yeah. Dumping. Bye, Jarrett. You just cussed. Then you ruined that.
And by the way, he led off with. God. Big fan of the show.
I give you enough time to do whatever you wanted to do. You wanted to be like that one dude that called last week or whatever, be a prankster. And then you cuss. What did we say the rules were? Don't be racist. Don't cuss. try not to be a dick. That's fine if you're going to be, you know, a certain degree. But then he cussed, like, straight away. Yeah, well.
Well, here's what I was going to say, too. Big fan of the show, leads off the call. But before we even took the call, the I'm pretty sure, same guy.
It had a very similar feel. You know what I mean? Like, where they're trying to be funny in the background.
And
it had a very
keeps
similar feel.
And also stopwatch on us and starts saying, really, guys, 17 and a half minutes today before you got into sports.
Yeah.
I mean, look, man, life goes on. And we've said, sports is not life and death. And it's worth a discussion. But sometimes other things are worth a discussion, too, because they're all part of the lifestyle that we all follow and lead along with sports. So it's not going to be 100% sports. Guess what? You're still, when we do talk sports, or if you want to talk, call up and give us a topic. But we normally break it down better than most, and we'll give you information that you need, want, or can use. But I mean...
you might say, Jarrett just threw his light bright across the room. Dude, do you remember the light bright? Did you guys have one?
Oh, yeah. I want to...
You were rich. We didn't have one.
I wanted one. We couldn't afford one, but I had friends that were really well off that had one, and they were pretty cool back then.
And I would go over there, but they would always give me the black things that were already had all the holes poked in them, so you couldn't really... It wasn't like a new one. You're always getting the retreaded light bright papers to create things with.
I always got the generic version of you got the every
light,
toy.
You got the dim light. It wasn't light bright.
Yeah, I got... With the
you just made circles with frowning faces.
Yeah, instead of the AFX racetrack that everybody else had, I got like the DMX or something like that.
Did you ever have an Etch-a-Sketch?
No.
Oh, I did. I at least got one of those.
But I will say that, and then the NFL game where you had the vibrating football field.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they had them with all of the official uniforms. You got the Steelers, the Cowboys, and all that. I got yellow versus red.
You got the robbers versus the cowpokes.
I essentially got, you know, those army men we had when we were kids, those little plastic army men that were all army green. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got the football player version of that. I got red versus yellow.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Somebody said Aquaman is by far the most useless superhero. He can summon fish. Great. That's a pretty succinct summary of Aquaman, and I hate you for it because I just said I liked Aquaman a lot. Damn it.
There you have it. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Maybe we'll even talk sports. But for right now, I want to tell you guys about Infuse Energy. It's a locally owned and operated energy company here in the Houston area run by Josh Pesikoff that right off the top gives you what other big-time energy companies don't. That's a human being on the phone when you call, not an automated system. You talk to someone who is very much concerned with trying to make a program for you and your energy needs. If you're a family and a household and you don't use a lot of energy during the day, but you use a lot during the nights and weekends, they'll make a plan. If you're a business and you're open during the day, but you're closed at night, late at night, and on certain times after hours, they'll make a plan. They make sure they take their time to make a plan for you. They're 100% honest. They're not trying to screw you over just to make a buck. And they're going to treat you like a friend, not someone that's just trying to get money out of you because of the fact that they provide something that you need. They will always use 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electrical use with renewable energy credits, and that helps decrease your carbon footprint. And right off the top, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit. I'm telling you, they're all about building relationships, not worried about screwing you over or trying to be a jerk. And it starts, like I said, with talking to a human being right on the phone. It's Infuse Energy. You can reach them at 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732 or infuseenergy.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome to Entertainment Tonight with Barry, Nick, and Joel as we continue to scan the globe of pop culture, DC Comics, and anything relevant in life as we know it. You see that the big fight coming up, Barry, Nick? The big fight coming up that everybody's talking about? Katy Perry and Taylor Swift?
Are they going to fight?
I'd pay
they
for
have
that.
Been.
Though they've been getting catty?
They've been getting real catty and nasty, and now Katy Perry is ready to bury the hatchet.
Did you see this story about her? What?
I thought we were going in depth on this.
Well, I was
going
to talk about Katy Perry.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
That's relevant. I didn't know what else we were going to say. What else could I add to the fact that Taylor Swift and Katy Perry? Who you got? How about that? Who
Tale
you got?
The tape and everything.
Oh, we're going to break it down?
Sure. No, go ahead.
Who you got in the fight? Katy Perry or Taylor Swift?
I think Katy Perry has some size.
Oh, I know what you like, Nick.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I think seriously, I think she's like taller and like not big, but bigger than Taylor.
Yeah,
I'm wrong.
From what I've seen from this article that I saw about where she ranked her three exes, like favorite lovers, she's thickened up a little bit.
She cut all her hair off.
Plus,
too.
Yeah.
Which is not a good
she's
look
got a very
for her.
Amber Rose look up top. Yeah. I don't know. They don't show down bottom. Although there's a link in here that shows her butt. Anyone interested in that?
Yeah, email that one.
I mean, it's a white girl butt. Oh. Taylor Swift, you talk about no ass.
She's a popsicle stick.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Has
there's been some bad pictures of her ass
I
online.
Tell you what, she needs a visit from the ass fairy. So like she that should be on a Christmas list. Like I want a new puppy and an ass.
I don't know,
like,
she's gotten this far, you know, without it.
Don't get me wrong, she makes some great music.
You
I love
be
it
careful with
it's
that
in my
too.
Heavy rotation,
kind of like your Marvel DC thing there when you're I forget what they call them, but the Taylor Swift fans. Boy, they're
a Swifter?
God, that's pretty good. They're hypersensitive.
Is that not what they call them?
You can't criticize anything.
I know Lady
her.
Gaga fans are monsters.
Yeah.
What are Taylor Swift fans called? I'm sure someone out there is going to text me or tweet
Someone's
now.
Someone's going to let you know, but I know that they're hypersensitive, too.
I'm a Swifter, and I'll come over there and clean up your clock if you don't be careful talking about Taylor
Look,
Swift.
Look, if you're not educated enough about Taylor Swift, don't talk about it.
My bad. That's my bad. I'm sorry. There was this article, though, on Bro Bible where they talked about Katy Perry ranked her exes, Orlando Bloom, John Mayer, and Diplo. Who the hell is Diplo?
Diplo's like a DJ song
I know
producer.
Orlando Bloom. Who's the other? I don't even know the other
You don't
two.
Know who John Mayer is?
Oh, John Mayer. Yeah, I know who John
Mayer
is.
Bro, I will come through this glass.
You like John Mayer that much?
Slap the crap out of you.
I don't know if I go that far, but John Mayer's really good.
No, he's good, but I wouldn't go
I'd
crazy
hit it.
For him.
What?
I wouldn't go that far either, but he's really
Wait a
good.
Minute, what? He's got a sexy voice.
Have you seen his face when he sings, though?
John Mayer.
I was just
going
to tell you that. I've been to several John Mayer concerts. It is like if you can imagine what a face would look like of having excruciating diarrhea.
Does he look like he's boo-booing the whole time?
Yes, the entire time. The entire show. Like, I saw him at the Woodlands a couple times. And
Does
literally
he close his eyes?
Closes his eyes and makes, like, Muppet Show movie mouth.
I hate, you know what I hate is the people that close their eyes when they talk to you. I don't trust those people. You ever met someone where they'll start to talk to you and they'll for some reason they just close their eyes as they talk, and as soon as they stop talking they open their eyes again? Have you ever seen that? I don't trust those people. Those people can go to
hell
too.
There's some people on local news that do that. They start a story and then it goes from blinking to just emphasizing and like, why are you closing your
eyes?
Or
if they're talking to more than one person, like they're talking to one person and they're about to make their transition to the next person, they close their eyes for like a long second before they get to the next person.
Through the transition, like they got to reload.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? Like they're looking at somebody, then they close their eyes and they make their second point by looking at this. You know what I mean?
That's pretty funny.
That's like
what you should do is you should move. Like if they're talking to the person to the left of you and you know they close their eyes, yeah, you just kind of as they're turning to you with the eyes, you move, and then now they got to keep going and you just circle around them.
Because it's like chapter 4 in the art of public speaking. Where
don't
you
close
can,
your eyes.
Yeah,
make eye contact with people,
or make eye contact, and then when you're changing,
unless
your subject,
they're cross-eyed, and then you can. I would prefer to close my eyes. That's the hardest thing in the world. That's a skill that I had to master, is talking to somebody with a gotcha eye. You know,
because you got to hope that
you know why it's called a gotcha.
They got to pick a lane because they got to pick a lane because they're looking at both at the same time.
That's what I mean. That's why it's called a gotcha eye, because the one eye is looking at you and the other one's like, gotcha. Like it's looking over there and it'll get you. Here's what I learned. When you're talking to somebody like that, like with a lazy eye or whatever, talk to the middle of the nose. That's the easy part, right between the eyebrows.
It's so hard to do that.
No,
though.
You talk right between the eyebrows.
I'm always looking at the lazy eye, like directly at the
lazy. And then you're
eye.
Like, do they know I'm not looking at the right eye? That's always a question I'm thinking. Like, do they know?
I bet you they know.
I don't think
I bet you've got the angle.
They can't even
out.
See. How do they know?
Because they can tell like how far your head is turned.
But you don't turn when you're talking face to face with someone. You make eye contact. Like you can't tell which eye I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at a specific eye. Do you know which one I'm looking
but
at?
We're too far apart though.
Well, bring it in here.
No,
come
why?
On, bring it in. Give Daddy a hug. Come here. I'll show you.
You guys have romanticized a lot about being too far apart. You should get.
I'm telling you, all you do, Nick, is you talk to that space between their eyebrows. And if they don't have a space.
Well, I'm really going to try and remember that because I can't do
that's
that.
That's what I. That's my trick. So I just focus on that spot between the eyebrows. Like, can you tell I'm looking between your eyebrows right now, Joel? Can you tell?
I have a warm feeling right between them.
That's, now you've made it creepy. Somehow he's made it creepier than it already was. Yeah, but I'm telling you, that's the key, because then no one, you don't know what eye I'm looking at.
It's, I think when I'm talking to the person, I can't remember to do that. I just can't. I would just look.
Just don't say things like, if they say something, just don't go, oh, I see what you're saying. Like, don't do that. That's not right.
Like, seriously, at a John Mayer concert too, it's like someone, you know how those people say they're into their music? Eyes are closed. He's basically got, looks like he's swallowing half the microphone. And his mouth is making the most weird
That's
shape.
What I noticed the most, yeah. Is his mouth.
It's almost like I said, it's almost like Muppet-esque.
You need to save that for me, please.
You want me to isolate that for you? Because I can totally isolate that.
I noticed his mouth. Yeah, save that. can I tell you how Katy Perry ranked him, though?
Sure.
So James Corden was on, I guess it's a show like Spill Your Guts or something like that, where truth, it's kind of like his version of Truth or Dare. Mm-hmm. And she was faced with either eating a 1,000-year-old egg or answering the question from Corden about her 3 ex-boyfriends from best to worst, ranked John Mayer, Diplo, and Orlando Bloom. She said no. And so he finally said, okay, just give me a 1, 2, 3. He said, I think it's Diplo is third because I think there's a reason people become DJs.
So I was right.
And then he said, then Mayer and then Bloom. And she shook her head and said no, to which he followed up, Bloom and then Mayer? And she said yes. So Orlando Bloom and his weird naked penis was first.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was Bloom and then Mayer and then Diplo. Did you see that, by the way? I had never seen that until we were doing the golf outing and AJ showed me the Orlando Bloom picture. I had never seen that, where he was paddleboarding with Katy Perry, yeah, on I guess it's the stand-up paddleboard things. She's sitting up front, clothed, mind you, with her bathing suit on. He's in the back just butt-ass naked, yeah, with his thing out, paddleboarding.
I saw it on Entertainment Tonight,
it looked
where
weird.
They digitized where it was naked, but yeah, like, he was in full glory, comfortable as can be, just paddleboarding in the middle of some water.
Proud as a peacock. It's weird.
Can you say that? Don?
Yeah, okay. Proud as a peacock. Right. Yeah,
I'm just checking.
It was. Never mind. I'm not going to.
Nick shaking his head.
I don't want to get dumped right before a read. That would be bad.
Hey, right now I want to tell you guys about the good folks at Window World of Houston. Not only do they provide premium quality replacement windows at a great price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America in the good old USA, and they carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. And the great thing right now is that they are going to do something for you that will cost you absolutely nothing but could benefit you by making you a whole lot back in terms of your energy bill savings going forward. It's real simple. You pick up the phone, you call 713-439-1172 or log on to windowworldhouston.com and you ask for a free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate, gang. All you got to do is get in contact with them. They come to you, they check out what your house has, what your windows are like, and then they also can tell you how they can lower your energy bills and improve your windows on your house. Then it's all up to you. If you want them to do the work, you get back with them. If not, you walk away scot-free, nothing on the hook, nothing for you to feel like you're going to get pressured about, because they believe in their product that much. Windows right now start at $189 plus $45 for Solar Zone Low E, which meets Texas energy regulations, and it really will decrease your energy bill and make a significant difference in your pocketbook. 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5.
Looking for more energy efficiency?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that went by fast.
Well, not for certain people named Jared.
I feel like we were just hitting like the 2:30 mark for some reason.
Because you're,
my goodness,
you got a full belly now. You're,
yeah,
happy.
Thank you guys for not touching my lettuce. I don't want to have to whoop nobody's ass today.
I'm pretty sure,
Nick,
that wouldn't have happened. But I would have liked to have seen you and Nick grow up in the hallway.
Touch my lettuce and let's see how it goes down.
It's already
Cody.
Been done.
Cody said, talk about whatever you want. It's always a good conversation as long as you get on Sassy Pants Nick's nerves. That's right, Sassy Pants. Cody don't like you.
I saw that text, yeah.
No, that's not the one I was talking about. It's up higher. I'm not going to read it. Don't you worry. Somebody said, whoa. We can't have them fight. That's mixing universes. Obviously, Katy Perry is DC and T-Swizz is Marvel.
That's another
good
one. They
pretty relevant.
Her followers call her T-Swizzy.
T-Swizzy?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I listen to the show daily and text on a regular basis. Yes, sometimes y'all don't talk about sports, but that's what gives your show character. That's unlike the others. Love the show, guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you, sir. You seem to get it. Or ma'am, yeah, whatever.
Cody on Twitter said, y'all are too damn efficient at breaking down sports. Therefore, you have time for cool stuff. Like
that
comics.
Could be. This show is the first show where Nick was remotely funny. Oh, damn it. I said I wasn't going to read it. I did that on purpose.
Yeah, thank I you. Know. I can tell, but...
This one made me feel bad. This is the last one. Made me feel bad. Some people close their eyes because they have a speech impediment, and that's how they cope to speak clearly in public. That's probably true.
It makes some sense.
And there's also just some people that are weird. So let's not lump everybody into either category. I'm sure there are some people that close their eyes when they talk because they have a speech impediment, and it helps them. Great. But then there are just people that are just weird. So there's that.
And you're pretty good at weeding out the weirds from the not weirds.
Am I?
You know the weirds.
I know the weirds for sure.
And you call them out.
Yeah, I don't mind. Because I'm weird too. I have my own issues and people call me out on them. So, you know, it's whatevs.
Kyle wants to get in here and talk real quick about Houston getting a hockey team.
Ooh.
All right, Kyle, bring it.
All right. First of all, love the show, guys. I thought this was one of the funniest ones so far. But yeah, from Nashville, huge hockey fan. So what's the likelihood of the next decade of Houston getting the franchise? And if we're not going to get one, why not?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a couple of reasons. They tried a couple of times at least. I know of one for sure, real big push, Kyle, to get a hockey team. And I won't name names, but there were certain owners of franchises where the hockey arena would have went without saying the Rockets. That they weren't, they kind of,
for Leslie Alexander.
Yeah.
Oh,
that he kind of messed that up, I think, for the city in getting a franchise. Well, I think he wanted to originally, and then, what's his name? Oliver Luck was in play for helping get
the
hockey
team.
He was with
the Sports Authority.
And it wasn't going to be.
Chuck Watson was the owner of the Arrows and associated with the Compaq Center back then.
Yeah. But it wasn't going to funnel through Alexander. And so that's where the beef came. Right?
Because I was involved in the group under Les that tried to get an expansion team.
Right.
And we did all the research, put the presentation together, formulated all the numbers and everything, and then they were turned down. But they had always contemplated trying to get an NHL team, and Les liked the idea of having the Rockets and the hockey team.
Right.
And it didn't make it. But then after it didn't make it and they gave up on it, that's when it got a little messy.
Chuck Watson and Oliver Luck and the Sports Authority and all that, and then that failed too. And then eventually the Arrows were the minor league hockey for Minnesota.
Wild, yep.
Yeah, and then they moved back up closer to there. So
I mean, look, let's be realistic, though. This is Houston, Texas. Dallas has made it work, but do you really think on a regular basis it's the highest-priced regular season ticket in professional sports? Hockey tickets are very expensive, you've got, you know, in order to be relevant in the NHL and survive, you got to sell tickets. Do you really think on a nightly basis people are going to go watch hockey and get you 17,000, 18,000 when the Rockets are struggling to fill up the Toyota Center for regular season games and you're competing with them?
Yeah, it's not.
I think it's a tough sell. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. It's hockey in this town is going to be and always going to be a difficult sell. I mean, you look at the Dynamo. They're struggling, you know what I mean, and this there's a big soccer contention here. Now, when things are going really good, they'll get some, you know, some folks there. And the thing is you've got to have the fan base that gets it.
At
least with soccer here, you've got. I mean, there's a huge Hispanic population here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You've got a huge European population. That helps. Yeah, there are some carpetbaggers like Joel that come down here and take all of our jobs, and they like hockey, but I don't think it's enough to sustain
hockey.
To sustain an NHL franchise. I mean, hell, it wasn't
I
even enough.
You didn't mention Fred, who loves hockey.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. But I don't know if Fred is isn't he from here? I think Fred's from here.
Is he?
I think
that
so.
Counts?
Okay. Yeah, even though his wife is Canadian. But I think that, you know,
I mean, look, it's a niche following too, and if you even if you look at when you mentioned the Dynamo, the biggest games that the Dynamo draw for are when there is a draw involved. If it's a large contingent of the national team is going to be in town. If David Beckham comes through, you know, if the Dynamo are really really good and it's a really big game, but they haven't been as relevant as they were a few years ago when they were winning titles. So it's a tough draw, and hockey's a tough draw when you're playing in a really really Nashville. Tip the cap to Nashville, because to have that home ice advantage and to have those kind of crowds and that raucousness, and then how many people they had outside populating the streets for hockey in the South is impressive, because it's a tough draw. And I think in Houston, because I don't want to say fair weather and get under everybody's skin, but fans aren't exactly highly passionate until the playoffs.
True.
So it's tough.
That's true.
But we'll see. Your boy Quentin wants to get in here real quick.
Uh-oh, do we have time?
Yeah, we better, because subject matter is...
Yeah, go ahead. Quentin, what's up, man? Oh, my goodness, no.
Hey, what's
Quentin,
going on,
don't you
Barry?
Do it. What's up, man?
Sassy Pants and Joel.
What's up, man? You want to talk about LeBum?
No.
Hey, yeah. Man, no. Matter of fact, I got $10 to see Sassy Pants toss Barry salad.
What? What are you talking about, Quentin?
What a weird-ass call.
Quentin, that's the weirdest, most homoerotic thing I think I've ever heard said on a radio station.
You were the one mentioning about getting your salad. Nobody messed with your salad.
No, I said my lettuce. I didn't say salad. Oh. I don't have a salad. I said lettuce.
And who's Sassy Pants, by the way? Because I don't know anybody by that name.
That's you, Nick. You're definitely Sassy Pants. What else?
Name that is. Hey, but anyways, on a serious note, hey, what do you see the NBA doing, assuming that Golden State closes it out tonight? What moves do you see really happening with some of the contenders that were in the playoffs this past season, like a Washington, the Bucks, the Clippers, or even Cleveland? Do you see them maybe making a big move for like a Paul George or a Carmelo or some of the free agents that are going to be coming up here pretty soon? I think I've been listening.
Appreciate the call, Quentin, as always. Thank you.
I mean, we touched on this the other day. I think that you're going to see the rich try and get richer. Everybody's going to kick the tires on Jimmy Butler and Paul George.
Yeah.
Boston's going to flaunt that number one pick if they really want to be relevant, because by the time that number one pick develops into something, the rest of the team's probably going to be on the downside. I think the Clippers are the biggest team to make a super team. If they can retain Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, they will go after Carmelo because they're going to take a shot. Otherwise, they're going to break that whole thing up. San Antonio is rumored to look at Chris Paul, but your dead weight is LaMarcus Aldridge if he doesn't have surgery and try and fix his knee. But everybody's going to try and keep up with the Joneses, and if the Joneses are the Warriors, you're going to see everybody trying to make a super team.
I'm with you. Everyone that was close, a top three seed, top four seed, they're all going to be looking at somebody like a Paul George. Everyone feels like they're just a Paul George away. Yeah. I think if you're in the top three or four.
If you have a couple superstars already, yeah. And you're competitive. By the way, the early Vegas odds next year have the Rockets with the fifth best chance to win it all at 20-1. Behind your two NBA finalists, the Spurs and the Celtics. So
interesting.
Yeah, and that'll change with free agency, obviously.
The texter that asked if they're blocked, no. It just wasn't a great text. It just didn't get read. It happens sometimes.
We're fair, if nothing else.
You've got the listeners really worried about that.
Good. They should be. Step up your game. Be a better person. Don't just be an a-hole on the text lines.
By the way, Nick was taking that over. What happened to that?
No, I don't trust him.
Oh.
Look at that face.
Yeah, he
I don't
says he
trust,
doesn't
him.
Trust you.
Yeah. I don't trust you at all.
I thought you were taking it over.
Well, that doesn't matter.
That was a really good comeback on my part.
Yeah. Did you just, was, I know you are, but quick. What am I me?
Yeah.
I know you are, but what am I? I'm rubber, you're glue. Good job. Way to take it down to fourth grade, Nick.
Stay tuned for the Blitz. And then tomorrow we're going to go to third grade recess, if we can.
Yeah.
And also see who your favorite comic book hero was. So we'll get to a whole lot more. But for now, we're done for today. The Blitz is next with Fred and AJ. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here at the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.